It's 3 years and 13 days since Leo Varadkar first stood in Dáil Éireann as Taoiseach-elect.
An aspiration which I once thought was beyond my reach, at least if I chose to be myself.
And on his very first state visit to see Theresa May in 10 Downing Street, he showed how very different he was going to be.
And I was reminded of that famous scene in Love Actually where Hugh Grant does his dance down the stairs.
Varadkar seemed to fit in with the class of young and liberal leaders many saw as the great alternative to Donald Trump and Britain's Brexiteer movement. Leaders like Canada's Justin Trudeau.
I heard you like socks.
These are great socks.
And France's Emmanuel Macron.
I promised to improve my French before we join La Francophonie officially.
At home, he wasn't shy of a tussle in the Dáil.
Deputy, when it comes to Sinn Féin, it doesn't take very long for your balaclava to slip.
But that sharp tongue has caused him trouble too.
He kind of reminds me of one of those parish priests who preaches from the altar telling us to avoid sin while secretly going behind the altar.
He backed the successful campaign for repealing the Eighth Amendment.
People have spoken and we say that we trust women and respect women.
And faced up to the challenge of Britain's torturous split from the European Union.
The challenge of Brexit, which is starting to resemble a riddle wrapped in an enigma.
But the Varadkar government was dogged by the mounting housing crisis as it faced into this year's general election, pitched by his party as almost a referendum on Varadkar's leadership. It was a bruising experience at times.
Have you ever taken illegal drugs?
You know, I answered that question in a hot press interview about 12 or 13 years ago, and I answered it truthfully.
Which is?
And after the results, he steeled himself for life on the opposition benches.
I will travel to Ars Anuchtaron to inform the President of my resignation from this office.
And that seemed to be it for Leo's time as Taoiseach, until, that is, the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is a St. Patrick's Day like no other.
Today, he's leaving office after seeing his personal approval ratings soar to an all-time high in the polls. His message to constituents, under this government plan, he's only stepping aside, not down.